today we seem to have hit, or should I say, plumbed new depths of silliness in dancing on the heads of pins. John Key, in a state of, people were not asking him questions about this really rather important trade deal. When he no longer could get any questions on the trade deal, he ended the stand-up and walked off. Now, we being the media, can't even agree among ourselves whether he stormed off or merely walked off. And there's already quite a vigorous debate going on among some of my colleagues about the way they saw it. And, you know, if you look at the videotape, I mean, from my observation, just walked off. And I've seen stalking, and I've certainly seen storming. And that really was pretty pale. I mean, if he can't do better than that, he should give up trying. But, I mean, the most interesting thing is that clearly he is very tense about this, you know, compared to his usual relaxed, smiley, John Key, everybody's mate persona. This is really getting up his nose. Now, the question from here is whether he decided to use that tactic of pulling the pin on a press conference and refusing to engage in it because he's starting to get worried about where, you know, what damage this might be causing, or whether it's quite a calculated move that they are getting fairly tired. And certainly if you listen to Talkback Radio, you know, which is an audience that is endlessly tempted by the ephemera of politics and the character issues and the little telltale signs like voting themselves gold, plated silver and so on. I mean, the claim today and yesterday has been, well, why aren't they talking about serious things? We're sick of hearing about all this. And there's also quite a body of opinion that is offended. I think some of the polls have shown, not all of them terribly scientific, it has to be admitted, but that people are pretty offended about the idea of taped private conversations being used. But I think the reason they're most offended is because they really have a tendency to dislike and mistrust journalists. So my pick would be bit of both. I think the National Party must be concerned that this, you know, this thing has derailed everybody's campaign. I mean, not just Nationals, but everybody else's election campaign plans and views. And it could be damaging to John Key because of the apparent content of the flip remarks he made to John Banks about aging voters and about the future of Don Brash. And I think, in terms of public opinion, the government on this occasion has the abilities and points because, you know, as I say, people tend to hate us more than they hate politicians.